The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Pharrell on the Bench on a pain-free Friday, all over the country, top to bottom, east to west, north, south, everywhere, every nook and cranny. Also, San Diego and La Lipstick City on Mightier 1090. And of course, starting in January 7th, allegedly, the launch of Sports Grid Radio Network on Sirius XM, the planet with no oxygen, channel 204. Put it in your skullage. Or your book, your diary, whatever you keep. You keep like a log, put that in there. Get a tattoo. Tattoo your girlfriend. Maybe her, like under her arm, like near her armpit. You know, I seen a girl today with she had like a tat on her bicep inside. You see a lot of that mafia, these chicks fighting, right? They got, you check for their locale of their decals. You see where they put these tats now?
Oh, well, fighters in general, like there's very few fighters throughout the MMA world that don't have a tattoo. Like if you find somebody that shows up and gets in that cage and they don't have ink, that's the rarity right now these days. And most guys have it all down the back and down the chest.
All right. So anyway, through all of that, I want to say there is action. I'm watching the Blazers 39-31. They lead Sacramento in the NBA game. I'm just going to pretend like it's not preseason. And then I'm assuming, because they started tonight, the Lakers are down 44-39, two left in the second against the Clippers. And then I just wanted to see in terms of, the NBA, there's a bunch of games tomorrow, pretty much tomorrow night, all night, starting at 7, Raptors, Hornets, Pacers, Cavs, Thunder, Spurs, Mavs, Bucks, Grizzlies, T-Wolves, Nuggets against the Warriors, who saw them come out to play, and then the Suns, Jazz. That one's, in Utah. So all these games tomorrow, and then it just never ends. Sunday, Clippers and Lakers again in Lipstick City. Knicks, Pistons again. We just watched them play tonight. They're going to play again on Sunday. That's crazy. Magic, Hawks. We saw them play today. They're going to play again in Atlanta. Wizards, Nets. That'll be the Nets' first game in Brooklyn. And then Rockets, Bulls. They play tonight. They'll play again in Chicago. And then Kings, Blazers.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a good scene tonight, Mavi, as I go to my buddy's place and just to say hi, right? Because I was in the hood. I was in the hizzy. And I just went to pick up some really good food. You know that place is really good and expensive. And But I love it. I go there all the time. I don't even care what it costs. And I stop by next door to say hi to those guys because they're always there, right? Causing trouble. Sure enough. I go in there and they were causing trouble. I mean, I knew it. I went in. I had my daughter with me. I go, you stay in the car. Meanwhile, she's a gangster to begin with. And you know that's true. And then I go into this place and these dudes were, I mean, they were 20 deep. They were drinking shots of whiskey and vodka. There were dudes lying on the floor. I was like, Jesus. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. I walked in and these dudes were throwing down. And I was like, I ran out of there because, I knew I would have been five more minutes and I would have been dead, but they were a mess. The holiday parties have started. People don't care about anything anymore. They're so sick of this COVID. They're just doing it. I mean, I've seen it with my very own eyes. People just partying. They don't care anymore. They're like, if we're going to die, we're going to die because they are mafia. You know, it's true. It's because you see it every week. If you turn on the TV, they'll show people having parties. I mean, nightclubs, bars that are supposed to be closed are open. They're 500 deep. There's people in there drinking. I went to pick up food. But anyway, I saw the your boy over there. You remember the original 5-0? You remember the original 5-0?
Of course I do, but actually he wasn't even the original. He was the original out in that area. We had your boy in NYC 5-0 that was first, right?
Well, I mean, I knew him longer, but this guy, you know, this other cop is right from my town, right where I live,
right?
And he's not a cop anymore. You know, he's retired. He finally retired. He did 20 years, whatever the hell it is. Is that what they got to serve? Is 20 years?
Most of those, you know, most cops, firemen, you know, the municipal jobs like that is 20 years, although some of them, you know, some go longer, 25, try to get a bigger pension, depending on where you are, what the rules are.
Well, he's done now. I hadn't seen him in a long time, right? So I always saw him in his cop, you know, lieutenant, whatever, rolling around. Because we know, you and I have a lot of cop friends and firemen friends. And I saw him today, and he had a vest on, and he had no sleeves. He was just rocking it, and his arms are huge, and he had like tats going all the way up and down his arms. And I'd never seen him that way because I've always seen him in his cop uniform, right? I mean, I've partied with him before, but like I think he had on like a shirt or something. I mean, you know, like long sleeves or something when I partied with him. I never seen him completely gunned out and with his tats. I never knew he had that many tats. He's like covered head to toe. Mafia refuses to comment because he is right now is planning tomorrow. He's going to spray the rest of his body. He's going to finish off because he has a lot of tattoos on his body. So now he's going to go do a full body tattoo.
No, I'm never going that far.
I mean, yeah, you are.
I'll get more eventually. When I have more kids, I'll get more.
Are you going to get a tattoo of that puppy on your ass?
No, I'm not
going to
suffer the puppy. I've got the wrong dogs.
Come on, Mom.
I love the puppy. I love the puppy, but not that much.
So anyway, you and I got to go rob some Christmas trucks. Are we on the air? Check, 1, 2, test, Romeo void. Anyway, Mavi, I just wanted to say that the Bose have not electrocuted me since I put them on. So I have to figure out a way this weekend to make this work, even if it's buying your illustrious Amazon cable that you want me to get. I got to do something because the problem has to be that the other ones suck. These don't. Game over. Everyone's happy. And you know what? I wore these so many years. They're so beat up from all the years of me wearing them that they actually, you know, the rubber clips have gotten kind of weak over the years. They don't sit in there as snug as they used to. Like this one feels like it could fall out at any second, right? And it literally might fall out on the air on its own, which would be problematic. But I have not gotten electrocuted with them on. It's a huge development on the show tonight. All right, so tomorrow in college football, I just wanted to say all my picks are at PharrellOnABench.com, but as usual, Mavi, you know that I've been on a tear lately in college football the last several weeks, hitting tons of bets, and last week was 65% college football. That's solid. 65% of my bets hit. Are you kidding? And then pro football was even better. I was 67% in week 13, and I started off week 14 with a bang the other night with the Rams, but I have just been destroying games lately on the money line and spread, and boom, that's the deal. So if you want all the picks, they're at PharrellOnABench.com, and so are Mafia's UFC 256 snacks, right? So that's all there. And remember, soon enough, we'll have NBA, allegedly. We already have College Rack, so I put up all of Saturday's plays. They'll go up there. You'll get those first thing in the morning. You'll be styling. And Mafia knows, documented. If you're a member, they all know what happens. I just tell it like it is. Boom, it is. I either hit them or I don't. And the facts are the facts. And I've been killing it in College Rack. Killing it. Absolutely killing it. And again last night. It just never ends. The San Diego State bet, I could go on and on. Don't get me started with the number of hits I had this week in college basketball. And then, you know, it's crazy. Like last Saturday or something like that. I don't know which day it was. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. I think it was Saturday. I went like 41-17 picking college basketball games. Jesus. Why do I even leave the house? Honestly, Mavi, I could sit in my underwear, literally laying in a sofa, just engulfed in pillows and Orville Redenbacher popcorn, and just sit with my phone on the like FanDuel app, just winning money. I mean, it's just, I don't even have to leave the house. I mean, like I got chili Doritos going. I got it all. And then, you know, the way I hit games, I mean, somebody should handcuff me. Stop me from picking up the phone so I can stop taking all their money. I mean, you know, it's true. Mafia.
Absolutely. You've been killing it lately for sure. You're on fire right now. And it's crazy with everything going on in college basketball, all the cancellations, these last minute games they're throwing together. You know, who knows who's practicing, who's playing, what they've, you know, done as far as scouting and stuff. It's so up in the air, yet you're still hitting winners.
Do you think Mafia is drinking beer in between when I ask him questions and he answers? Because I noticed a delay in the time that it takes him to answer my questions. So usually based on my 17 years of knowing him, that I know that when there's the certain number that he hits in terms of a delay, in terms of responding to me, that there is clearly an IPA going down his throat. I know that when he's not answering, he's drinking beer.
I wish that was a much better story than what's really happening.
You're lying.
I'm getting all your picks up for tomorrow so people have them once they wake up.
What flavor IPA are you drinking, Mafia? Don't lie to me. What flavor are you drinking?
Well, I did just buy a nice double yesterday, but I don't have that in my hand right now. I have tea on one side and water on the other. I'm pretty lame right now.
You are such a liar, you femme! Liar! He is drinking right now. He just got some double barrel. You heard him. Got it yesterday. He's cracked one. He's not talking to me, and he's drinking beer. People know. They know the truth. I swear to God, I would have hit that Oklahoma State game tomorrow against West Virginia. I would have made people so much relling cash. Mafia is like, you're breaking the law again. You're playing basketball underground. I'm a felon. Who's going to bet on college football and college basketball with Ferellium tomorrow? Check out it.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, so Kevin Sumlin should get fired by the end of the weekend. Arizona got beat 70-7. You cannot lose 70-7 in your rivalry game and survive that, can you, Moth?
No, there's no way you should be able to. I mean, that's pathetic. This guy was brought in after he got released in Texas. Like, hey, he's still an offensive genius. He'll get this team going. He'll get some points on the board. 7 points? That's what you hired him for? That's his offensive geniusness? Don't think so.
And then, they're 0-5. They're so awful. Nevada is the play tonight that I like the best, obviously. Nevada playing that game in Vegas because they moved it from San Jose because of the Santa Clara laws and Newsom out in California, the governor saying no sports, just like the Niners having to move. So they moved the game to Vegas. And what happens? Nevada 20-7. Here you go. Under 2 minutes before the half. But you know, that's still tenuous at best at 20-7. You wonder, San Jose State, are they going to go that lightly when they're 5-0? But this Nevada team is no joke. I bet on them. I gave it out on Coast to Coast. Bottom line is they lost. I think their first game, though, they won in overtime over Wyoming. They beat UNLV, beat Utah State, beat New Mexico, beat San Diego State, lost to Hawaii, beat Fresno, and they're going to beat San Jose State tonight if they can finish this game off up 20-7. They score again. Let's say they put 10 more points on the board. I got a hard time believing, honestly, if they could get it to 30-7, I got a hard time believing San Jose State's going to cop that kind of second half, but I could be wrong. This could end up being a wild game, Mafia. You never know. It could end up right now. It's 20-7. The next thing you know, it ends 50-48. This is one of those games that could explode at any minute.
It could be, but if we want it to be, then San Jose State's got to show us something here in this last drive. They got to shut them down. They can't let them get to 27-7, go up 20 at halftime, because that's going to deflate anything they might have a chance of doing in the second half. They need to come in here, get a stop, and then get their stuff going and figure it out at the half and make some huge adjustments, because right now they're just getting lit up.
So I had I've been on fire, okay? So I had North Texas winning, UTEP covering a 10. Remember, I was on Coast to Coast making fun of North Texas today, saying they can't beat anybody by that spread. Remember the spread? It was huge. I'm looking at it right now. I was getting 10 when it opened. That's what I had. But I just didn't even think they can beat anybody by that. And they didn't. 45-43. Hit both ends of that. I had Arizona State winning, but I thought Arizona would give them a game in Tucson. That was embarrassing. I hit Southern Miss last night, the spread against FAU, and I hit Pitt to win and lay in the 7.5 against Georgia Tech that went to 7. So tomorrow, there's still tons of games. And the ones that are canceled are just better, right? So Bama and Arkansas, obviously Bama, Arkansas on the other side getting that fat 32 spot. I think they'll somehow, somebody's got to stand up to them at least and try to give them a game, try to put like 20 on the board on them. If they got you know, I think you're going to need at least 20, 24 points to cover 32, right? You're going to have, you're going to, you know, tack on the 32. You got to put something on the board. You're not going to just cover, you know, Alabama's not winning 30 to nothing. I just don't see that, right? So you got to put points on the board. And I mean, this team has done that. So let's see if they can do it against the heavies, or if they're going to bend over like everybody else that plays them. They're playing in Fayetteville, Georgia, Missouri. Georgia's better, but, you know, once they lost the second game, they were written off. Missouri can't hang with them, but they're getting 13.5. It'd be interesting. You know, every time I've ever tried to, and I'm doing it again because I'm stupid, but I'm not dumb. I bet on Missouri before when Georgia goes out to Columbia, and usually – I'm the one that gets spanked. Georgia usually goes out there and beats their ass, but I still roll the dice with them, hoping that they could, you know, maybe it'll be sloppy or something and they'll be in the game and just lose by, you know, 10, 12 points. Illinois, I like them to cover that 2 touchdowns at Ryan Field. Now they could get spanked, but I think Lovey's boys won't. We'll see. Utah and Rado. I think originally I was on, they moved that game, of course, so that it could be the national television game. I could have sworn I was on Colorado in that game. I'm just looking for it. I got so many games on the board when I'm looking down and looking at all these. I'm looking all over the place. I thought I saw it, but they moved it. That's why, because I had it before. That's why, because it was on Friday. I still like Colorado in that game. And Utah now laying 1, so I'm getting 1. When it opened up, I was laying 2. Rutgers, Maryland, I don't want to even go near that. They're both so awful, but I think Maryland's better. I like Tua's little brother there. Minnesota and Nebraska. Minnesota getting 10.5. I think I got a fatter number than that because I remember it was 10.5. I got Nebraska to win, but I got Minnesota with the 10.5. I think that'll be a good game in Lincoln. Michigan State, Penn State. I think I'm on Penn State, but I took Michigan State in the number, if I remember correctly, because I think they both stink. Generally, I like the, you know, conference game. Both teams are terrible, but Michigan State showed up a couple times and won games. They, you know, ended Northwestern's perfect season. So I'm going to give them a shot here, I think, with that number, but not to win. And in that Maryland game, originally I laid 8. It's down to 6.5. 14.5, you're getting with Michigan State. You got Northern Illinois, Eastern Michigan. I got Eastern Michigan laying. Western Michigan, I got them at Ball State. It's even now. I was getting 2.5. Wake and Louisville. I took Wake getting 2 on the road to beat Louisville. That won't be easy for them. They're not that good. UAB to win. Rice to cover. We all saw what Rice did to, what was it last week? Didn't they beat Marshall? They did. They stunned them. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And, they mean business. I just want to look at that mafia really quick because I got to go back. So they beat, when was that game? There it was. 20-0 last week, right? That's crazy, right? No one saw that coming. That ruined a lot of tickets. I mean, it really ruined a lot of tickets. So also Akron and Buffalo tomorrow, Coastal Carolina, Troy. There's a game. Do you think Coastal, after beating BYU, can still go out on the road and cover 13.5? I say yes on Troy. Troy's 500. Do you think they'll be able to play well again after the big upset of BYU, Moff?
I think they can. I think they're feeling themselves right now. I don't think they're going to get caught up and be like, all right, we beat BYU. Like, who cares now? I mean, now they see where they're ranked, and obviously it's not going to be something that gets them into playoffs, but they know they have a shot at a big bowl game, especially with a lot of these other bigger schools dropping off. So, you know, a team like that, they're going to play for their pride. They're going to keep going.
All right. So in that Buffalo game, I'm laying 32. It went to 33. Toledo and Central Michigan, I middled that. Toledo to win, Central Michigan to cover the 11.5. I got it at, it's 11 now. I like Army. I like Miami. I like Wisconsin, believe it or not. I'm pretty sure I rolled Wisconsin on the road in that game in Iowa City. Do you think Wisconsin can go in there, Mafia, and beat Iowa?
I don't know about Wisconsin. I mean, I feel so weird about them this season. It's so hard to predict them with everything that's gone on with them all year, with the injuries that they had early on, the COVID that kept them out for a month. I think I'm going to roll with Iowa in that one. I just can't trust the Badgers. I don't think they're nearly what we expected them to be.
So when Indiana spanked their ass, you thought that was it for them?
I think so. I think that's the end of them right there. I think they're going to pack it up. They barely got back for that Indiana game. They got, you know, a couple games under their belt. We didn't know if they were going to have a season this year. I think they're done.
Oklahoma State and Baylor. Last week I hit big with Baylor covering the spread. But this week I think I went Oklahoma State, if I can remember. I got to look up and down. It just drives me nuts that every time I do this. Oklahoma State, I did. It's five now. I laid six. I like it a lot better even at five. But I think Oklahoma State will beat Baylor's ass. And then Memphis, I actually took Memphis in that game to upset, I guess, because Houston's favored, giving them five in Memphis. And I think that'll be a wild game with tons of scoring. Cal and Washington State, I think I was on, I can't even remember, Moff. Maybe Cal, because I remember. It is Cal. I laid 2.5. Now it's 1.5. I found it. Duke, Florida State, I took Florida State. Tennessee, I took it at Vandy. Boise, Wyoming, I'm on Boise, but I took Wyoming with the number. It was 11.5. It went to 9.5. I'm glad I got it when I got it. And then I think I took Georgia Southern, believe it or not, with the 9 spot in an upset of Appalachian State at Georgia Southern. You think they can upset Appalachian State?
I don't think so. I think Appalachian is a better team right now. I don't believe in Georgia Southern.
They both have 7 wins. Florida, I like over LSU. And then I think I saw TCU and Louisiana Tech. I took the number with Louisiana Tech, 21.5. I got USC.
What's the odds? Line?
Which one? Oh, the Florida LSU? It's 23 and a hook.
Oh, yeah. Run away with that. LSU can't score points. Florida's going to light them up like a candle.
Like a candle. All right, Louisiana Tech, I took 21.5 against TCU. I like USC, Auburn, Virginia, and that's probably the dumbest bet I've taken. They're going to probably lay an egg Virginia like Arizona did tonight when they go to Blacksburg. They haven't won there in like 14 years. So go figure, I bet on them. San Diego State, I like them to cover that number against BYU. Oregon State and Stanford. Oregon State and Stanford. Go figure. I'd be looking for this all day. I'd be trying. There it is. I took Oregon State, and I got 3.5. It went to 2.5. And I got Fresno, and I got Hawaii. Hawaii laying 20 on UNLV. Everyone spanks UNLV. But at least the UNLV quarterback eats sushi off nude models on TV shows. That's awesome. So Mafia was telling me that the kid, the UNLV quarterback, Gilliam, whatever his name is, I don't even know. I don't even care. Let's just call him the UNLV quarterback.
Right, this is the only time you ever mention him.
Right. Well, they're so bad. They are so awful that it's just awesome. But he was eating sushi out of a supermodel's belly, I guess, and she was naked or something on the yacht on the Below Deck show. And I've seen the show before, late night. I told you this. I think back on the CBS days, I used to tell you, I saw this show. These kids are on a yacht. Whoever, they have adults, kids, everybody, women, men, every race, religion, they've all been on these yachts, right, for these vacations, and they film them. And I told you that I was on, I did that. I did it not on the rich Mediterranean yachts, but I sailed in the South Pacific in Bora Bora, Raiatea Maria, Papiette, on a yacht, like on an 80-foot yacht. It was cool. I did it for like a month straight. I lived on this boat. And I got to tell you, I would have, in fact, I did. I mean, I didn't eat sushi off of naked people, but I ate everything else off of them. I just wanted to say that. I drank everything off of them, too. I drank everything. I drank the ocean. I think I drank the South Pacific. But it was actually punch. I think it was some kind of rum punch. It seemed like the ocean, though, to me when I was done drinking it. But I lived on a yacht. Mobby, I got no problem. You watched the show. You're the one that said you saw him. You said you wanted to punch him in the face.
Well, I feel that way about everybody on that show or any one of the five different, you know, versions of that show. Or, you know, when my other roommate used to watch, like, my Super Sweet 16. Like, I hate all these spoiled rich people. They just drive me nuts. And it's funny because my wife watches that. She likes it for, like, the mindless entertainment. It drives me nuts when she watches it. But
right.
You know, I'm here. And him and all his brother and their drunk, you know, young friends that all look like they were 12 getting on this yacht with mommy and daddy's money. You hear him acting like, oh, well, they're the ones who adjusted. Like, okay, maybe they did, but I guarantee you didn't say no. I guarantee you loved every second of it until the episode aired and people started giving you flack for it because they were wasted the whole time, acting like, you know, complete little kids. Like, you weren't turning anything down. There wasn't any of like, oh, this isn't who we are. Like, it's exactly who you were. Shut up.
That is awesome. Would you have drowned any of them?
Maybe. Yeah, that would be a possibility. If I got enough, you know, whiskey in me and dealing with them, surprised the crew didn't drown some of them, honestly.
UCLA beat Marquette by 9 tonight. So how about the Bruins getting involved at Grand Canyon? That was one of my bets, Mafia, I like today. Grand Canyon getting 2.5 from Nevada. They beat them by 10. I laid the
Duke call anytime soon.
Yeah. I had Iowa. I laid the big points with Iowa against Iowa State, and they kicked their ass 105-77. Garza had 34. You said he had 27 in the second half?
25, yeah.
What's the difference? How about Kansas State? They lost to Fort Hays State, and tonight they beat Milwaukee by 1. That's why I took Milwaukee on the 8.5. Southern Illinois, I took them plus 5.5. Did you like that? They won 70-66 over Murray. Charleston, I laid.
Kansas State's losing to D2 schools. They're barely beating Milwaukee, but they're not canceling their non-conference schedule, are they?
No, they're all going out and getting crabs in Manhattan. I told you I got crabs there.
Can we dissect that part of his, you know, your boy Coach K's statement too? Like, if you're worried about the health, and we shouldn't be playing this because of the COVID going on, the last thing you should be doing is taking these 12 kids and, you know, five coaches, whatever it is, and the managers, and sending them all home and sending them to other areas where there's possible spread of the COVID to then bring back to your program and shut it down in January.
You're right. You should be a disease doctor, Mafia.
In your bubble.
You could be like an infectious disease doctor, Mafia. You're like,
I don't know about that, but I could be better than Coach K at it, apparently.
You're like Fauci. Don't leave and travel to other states and then bring back your fungi.
I mean, that's why they said not sending those kids home when the outbreaks in schools, right? Because they're like, oh, we're going to send them out and they're just going to, you know, get everybody at home sick. Well, isn't that the same thing? It goes both ways. Like, don't send them home and then expect them to come back to your team and not infect you all.
Charleston covered tonight for me. And then did you see Davidson? They won, crushed Georgia Southern. Patino won. They beat Fairfield almost by 30 or something. It was close. Creighton, 98-74, all over Nebraska. There you go. And then let's see. Appalachian State, I took them. They beat Charlotte, 61-57. Your Seton Hall Pirates look good. And West Virginia beat North Texas by only 12. They didn't cover. Nova did cover the 11.5, barely, 76-63. They won at Georgetown. There you go. So just so you know, tomorrow, Florida and Florida State, these are college basketball games. Notre Dame and Kentucky, Valpo and Central Michigan, Oregon and Washington, Clemson and Alabama. Duke's game was canceled so that they can get some rest. Cincinnati and Tennessee. Syracuse and BC. I'm just going through all the bad ones. I'm just mowing through them. TCU and A&M. There you go. And then a bunch of them. Tons of games canceled. Evansville and St. Louis, if that's worthy. Mississippi State and Dayton. Oklahoma State and Wichita State. Wichita State 1-1 since they fired Greg Marshall. And then it looks like just not seeing any other. Memphis and Auburn, that's a decent game. Utah and BYU. Xavier, Providence was postponed. That would have been a good one. How about your boy Patino would have taken on Quinnipiac tomorrow, Mafia? That's where your boy Vaseline is going to college. And then Illinois and Missouri, that might be the game of the day. 8 o'clock in Columbia. Wow. So they got a game against Georgia in the afternoon at Folsom and then a basketball game at night against Illinois. That is heavy D. And then Belmont and Lipscomb, that should be interesting. There you go. Those are all the games that matter. The only reason I gave the Belmont game was because I'm on that game. Belmont minus 5.5. See if they can take care of Lipscomb tomorrow. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. So, Mafia, are you excited about any NFL games this weekend? Is it the Bucks and Vikings? Is it? I know it's not your Jets and Seahawks because you're about done with them. But is it the Bills and Steelers? Is there something that you're excited about? Colts and Raiders? Is it because I know you don't like the Giants? What about the Giants, the G-men and Arizona? Is it Kansas City and the Dolphins? What is it about you, Mafia, that's getting you inspired for pain day?
I mean, I just can't wait for that 1 o'clock Dallas Cowboys, Cincinnati Bengals game. I mean, come on, that's the game of the week right there. No, I mean, the games I'm looking forward to, that Vikings Bucks game is going to tell us a lot about Tampa, where they stand. And if the Vikings get back in the playoffs, that's a good game. That's got big playoff implications right there. Colts Raiders, you know, should be record wise a good game. I'm just not really sold on either of those teams right now. The Raiders barely beating the Jets last week was pathetic. The Colts have had their struggles, and Rivers doesn't look great. It's like they're getting by, they're getting wins, but do you really expect them to do anything in the playoffs? So, I mean, the bigger games, like you said, are games like, you know, Washington, the 49ers, and the Giants and Cardinals, who record-wise aren't the greatest games, but, you know, have a lot of intrigue in the bottom of the NFC in the playoff race there. But, of course, Steelers-Bills is going to be, you know, hopefully the best game. We'll see what your Steelers have with all the injuries, if that's going to affect them. If their defense is going to let some stuff up the middle with all the linebackers they keep replacing and
excuses.
You know, there's a lot of injuries on the golden black there, so it might be a big issue for them with the way that the Bills are starting to really get it going.
I'm on the Bills. By the way, there's literally like 10 minutes left, Mafia. I forgot to mention this, but it's important. I think it's a good time to mention it. 10 minutes left on the Sided debate of the day. If you go to Sided, the Sided app, Sided.com, you can go on there and check out the debate of the day. And it was basically, if COVID wiped out sports, what couldn't you live without? Like Super Bowl 55, the NBA season, the NHL season, college NCAA tournament, the college football playoff. I think I did Premier League and Champions League. I did not mention MMA. I probably should have, right? The UFC, if you couldn't live without that. Mafia can't live without the UFC. But that debate is still up for 10 minutes. And you can go, and if you win, you can win these gift cards and everything else. It's crazy. Sided, go now, check it out. It's on right now for 10 more minutes before the top of the hour. And then why not get in at the last minute and win? You could be the last one in, you know, like you slipped it in and then they got your number. And then the next thing you know, you win the thing and you'll be like, Pharrell was right. I got it in at the last minute and I won. So go do that right now, really fast on Sided, the Sided app or Sided.com. I'm pretty sure that's how it works in terms of everything. I can't follow all the rules. I'm not good with rules and such. But anyway, Mafia, there's so many games. I'm worried about the Steelers. I think they're going to have their hands full when they go up there to the B-low on Sunday night. I don't think that's going to be a joke by any stretch for them. They could drop their second in a row in a hurry. We'll see what happens. I don't think the Dolphins can hang with the Chiefs. I really don't. I want to see if the Vikings can cover that 6.5 piece against the Bucks. I'll tell you that much. I have no faith in a lot of these teams. Like, I don't have faith in the Broncos, the Panthers, the Cowboys, the Texans. All those games scare me. They're just so awful. I mean it. Like, you know, you bet on the Falcons at your own risk. But I did, right? So there's so many games this weekend that are just nonsense that I'm scared to go near in terms of betting all these bad teams. I can't even take it. I really can't. Can you believe, like, I'm sitting here and I started the show talking about it. I can't even believe we're, like, watching NBA. And John Wall had 13-9 in his debut with the Rockets, and he did that without blinking an eye. I don't even think he started sweating. That's how he's in great shape. And Boogie was jacking threes, the whole thing. I mean, it's crazy. All the trades they want to make for Harden, all of them are ridiculous because all they want is superstars back. And no one's giving them superstars for Harden. They're just not. I got to see it to believe it. The only one that makes sense to me would be I would trade Simmons for Harden. I would. I'd get rid of Simmons for Harden. I think Simmons is a badass, but I think Harden's, you know, way better. It's that simple. He's just more polished. Simmons is all over the place. Can't even shoot. So we all know that. He's fast. He gets to the 10. He finishes. He can lob dunk. He can do it all, distribute. There's no doubt he's got game high speed motor, but he's no Harden. I'll tell you that much.
You know, send Kyrie for Harden because then he won't have to worry about the media in Houston, right? The New York media and their pawns won't be there.
They don't have the stones to trade Kyrie. You know that, right? They don't have the stones.
Oh, I know that. I'm sure they'd be hilarious, though. You know, here he had one bad season with a former teammate with Westbrook, and then they'd go out and play with KD and fail there, too, and just realize he can't play with anyone.
I see that, you know, Dombrowski said, because he's got that Philly gig, that the Nashville is can't miss, and that it's when, not if. That it's going to happen in Nashville, that baseball is going to happen in Nashville. There you go. All right, so Mavi said he'd go down to Nashville for his little country music and a little football, a little baseball. Then they'll have NBA next, right, because they already have hockey. I think it's going to happen, Smashville. You know, if they start talking like this, it's probably going to happen. I know you're stoked. I saw, did you see a little NBA vibe going on when this guy Perkins, Kendrick Perkins, said that the Clippers were soft as hot Twinkies, and then Marcus Morris wrote back, slow down, Perk. Ain't no soft Shaq going on over here, champ. Keep that same energy during the season. We right back. He's still talking about the past. There ain't no soft Shaq over here. Hashtag Hollywood. Yeah, I think he, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong. I think he got he was on a title team, your boy Perkins, but I never thought he mattered. Do you think Marcus Morris could beat Big Perk's ass, or do you think Big Perk would beat Morris's ass? Like, if they were the same age.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Those guys are pretty evenly matched. I think Perkins got a little bit more weight on him, so I'll say that he's got the extra little muscle to get the win there.
So anyway, I was like I told you, I watched Juan Kenobi Toppin tonight. He looked really good, man. He had some great moves. A big old just thundered ripping dunk on the baseline. He had a spin, you know, post move where he just spun in the block and got off with a kiss off the glass, a beauty, controlled his body and shot one off the glass off of, you know, he dribbled down and, you know, got on, you know, spun off of his foot and got up in the air and kissed one off the glass. It was beautiful. The guy's got game. There's no denying it. He's big too. I can't wait to see that guy. If he can handle the grind, if they give him a lot of burn, San Jose State coming back all of a sudden. So enjoy all the games this weekend. UFC 256. There's tons of college football, college basketball, NBA preseason, NFL pain day. Sunday should be awesome. Sunday night Steelers Bills. It doesn't get any thicker than that. Go to PharrellOnABench.com for all of it. Hope you did the sided debate of the day. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. Peace.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.